It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Barbara Howard. Massachusetts may soon be a temporary home to hundreds of additional children who have illegally crossed the border between the U.S. and Mexico by themselves. Governor Patrick is offering two locations in the state, one in western Massachusetts and the other on Cape Cod, as shelter for those undocumented children. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Tens of thousands of children have been caught trying to illegally cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico in recent months. Detention centers in the border states are beyond capacity. So the federal government asked Massachusetts for help. Governor Patrick is now suggesting two possible sites, Camp Edwards in Bourne and the Westover Air Base in Chicopee. They would be used to house children, but Patrick says the kids would not be released into the local community.
The children who are coming are not free to move around. They are being processed under our law, and until that processing is complete, they need to be in one place that is secure.
On average, a child would stay on site for about 35 days. They would then be reunited with family or processed for deportation. Flanked by faith leaders, an emotional governor spoke of his decision in moral terms.
My faith teaches that if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him, but rather love him as yourself.
Officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will vet the sites. Only one, if any, will be selected. The facility will be able to house up to 1,000 kids, and it'll likely be operational for up to 4 months, with all expenses paid for by the federal government. But for Republican State Representative Shauna O'Connell from Taunton, that's not a legitimate explanation.
It concerns me when the governor continues to say, well, the federal government's paying for it. There is no magic money tree in Washington, D.C. All of us taxpayers fund the federal government.
She, like Republican State Senator Don Humison, who represents part of Chicopee, worried that the governor's plan injects Massachusetts into a much bigger debate about border security.
Now the problem isn't reserved or just confined to the South. It's up here in the Northeast as well. We can't take care of our own problems, and now we're being put in as a pawn in this larger issue and being asked to take care of people from another country who came into this country illegally.
Despite the criticism, Patrick insists this is a humanitarian crisis and the Commonwealth cannot sit on the sidelines. He has a supporter in Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
I ask my faith community and the wider public to understand compassionately the extreme circumstances these children are facing. As a country and a church, we are capable of providing crucial assistance.
If the federal government selects a Massachusetts site, it will take care of transporting the children to the Commonwealth. But there's no timeline for that yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.